please listen carefully.
Hello, and welcome to Caveat Realtor with Virginia Realtors, where we discuss the real issues that realtors face. I'm John Haley.
And I'm Sean Oak. Remember, Caveat Realtor is meant to provide general legal information. The information, forms, and laws referenced in this episode are accurate as of the date this episode is first released. Nothing we discuss should be considered as legal representation or legal advice.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, John, how's it going?
I'm going pretty well. Are you a man of social media?
You know, I definitely used it a lot when it first started, like back in the day with like LiveJournal and MySpace. I'm kind of dating myself a little bit. But in modern times, I've learned to step away. But I do know it's very popular and it's a big deal, especially in our world of real estate.
Yeah, you can say that Tom was one of your friends, which the kids these days would not get, but I'm 100% with you.
Indeed, Tom was my friend.
That's, you know, when there's no one else there, Tom was always there for us. So social media is obviously one of the biggest forces in all areas of our lives right now. And from cooking videos to viral dance crazes, and I guess maybe sometimes both in the same post, apps like TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram are integral parts of our lives, whether we like it or not. And that definitely extends to marketing real estate.
One of the more common questions that we see on the hotline is about what an agent can post on their social media accounts. Specifically, there are lots of questions about how and when buyer agents can post photos of listings, either ones that their buyers might be interested in or ones that their buyers have ratified contracts on.
And the first thing we tell anyone who asks us a question like this is one of the golden rules of advertising. You're not allowed to advertise property for which you don't have authorization to advertise. It seems pretty simple, but in the situations we're describing, it can get a little bit hazy.
The simplest example would be an agent who wants to advertise a property but does not yet have a listing agreement in place with the seller. Without that listing agreement, you have no authorization to advertise the property. And this would be a pretty cut and dried example of a violation.
So let's transition to the more common and less obviously wrong situation. Well, say you're a buyer's agent and your clients have just ratified a contract on the property, but have not yet closed. Meaning, of course, they are not currently the owners of the property. How can you advertise this to your followers?
First, remember that you can't advertise a specifically identifiable property without the permission of the owner. In this instance, you would need to get permission from the seller to use the property in your post. Normally, you would get this permission through the listing agent rather than reaching out to the seller directly.
Second, you have to be clear as to exactly what your role is in the transaction. Simply posting a picture of a house without stating that you are the buyer's agent rather than the listing agent would be improper. The same goes for a situation where you don't have houses under contract, but rather want to showcase some examples of listings in which your buyer clients might be interested. You should be clear that you are not the listing agent in posting these pictures.
You also want to make sure that you clearly indicate the proper status of the property in your posting. For example, if your clients are under contract but have not yet closed, you probably want to avoid using the word sold or anything similar in the post. Under contract is a safe phrase, but you should also look to your local MLS rules to see if there are any specified or specific phrases to use or avoid.
Lastly, you may want to make sure that you're attributing the photos to the listing agent. While the regs and the code of ethics do not expressly require you to attribute the photos to the listing firm or the listing agent, if the agent expressly asks you to credit the firm or agent, then you should do so. And in general, again, while it's not required, it might be best practice to mention the listing firm regardless.
Generally, you're safest as an agent by only posting pictures of specifically identifiable properties that either you are listing or that your buyers have closed on. However, if you do want to use pictures from listings as a buyer's agent, Make sure that you have permission from the seller through the listing agent or firm, and that you clearly indicate your role in the transaction.
Caveat Realtor is a weekly podcast with episodes released every Tuesday. Our podcast is available for streaming through iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Subscribe to our podcast to get automatic updates when we have new episodes and rate us. Remember, members of Virginia Realtors have access to our legal hotline where we can provide you with legal information. You can access the legal hotline on the Virginia Realtors website under the legal tab on the law and ethics section. Make sure you're logged in to see this page. Thanks. Bye. Although the members of this podcast are attorneys, the legal information in this program is not a substitute for personalized legal advice from an attorney licensed to practice in your jurisdiction. The information provided by Virginia Realtors is general reference work as a public service and does not constitute solicitation or provision of legal advice. We provide this general legal information on an as-is basis. We make no warranties and disclaim liability for damages resulting from its use. Legal advice must be tailored to the specific circumstances of each case, and laws are constantly changing. The information provided in this program should not be used as a substitute for the advice of competent counsel. This has been a production of Virginia Realtors, copyright 2024. This podcast features the song Please Listen Carefully by Jazar, available under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license.